Hey, thanks for tuning in. RealProspector.com. We have got a really, really good show for you today. This broadcast is chock full of information that you're really going to enjoy, and probably some information that has never really crossed your mind. Even if you're deep into real estate, there's a facet of real estate that I was very surprised existed, although once I thought about it, it is a real need for communities around our country, and that is veterans, military housing, people moving on almost a moment's notice from town to town. We're going to start off with Robert Palmer, as we always do. Robert's going to be talking about his journey. When he first began his mortgage company, he was really, really new to, but he got really learned fast when it came to the internet and social media. We'll talk to him. Also, our featured guest today is Mario Gonzalez of Navy to Navy Homes. And he was one of the pioneers of this, of finding homes for people who have just been transferred into a base, or managing properties in those same areas, or even taking care of a veteran's home while they're deployed elsewhere. So it's really, really an innovative company. Later, Luke Lewis will join us, and he has an event coming up this weekend that I hope that those of you in the Jacksonville area will take advantage of, and the South Georgia area as well, and it is for new home buyers. So let's start it off with Robert Palmer. And Robert, I tell you what, it's very interesting to see how much you use the social media now and how active you are on the internet, but you haven't always been that involved. So how did it all begin?
I got really good at direct mail, and I also got really good at internet marketing. All right, this was kind of when internet marketing was just coming up. Instead of hiring an agency, I decided I would do it myself. So a lot of extra hours, but I learned from that. I learned a lot of valuable lessons from doing the Google AdWords myself, from doing all the internet marketing myself. And those were tools that made me successful and helped me grow RP Funding, because I would not have been able to afford to hire another company. So I start RP Funding, and I am dead broke again, because every asset I have is now gone in the company. All right, so what am I gonna do? How am I gonna market? How am I gonna make this business work? Well, I had to market on the cheap, right? I had to do some things I thought I would never do again. So number one, I had to get back on the phones. I had not made a cold call in probably 5 years at this point, and that fear I had was back and probably worse than ever before. Plus at this point, there was some ego involved, like, man, how did I end up back here? You know, I thought my life was on track. I thought I would never be back on a phone calling people. And in the early days when I would make the calls, I would use my nickname Bob, because I didn't want people to think the RP and RP Funding was who was personally calling them on their phone, right? Because we all kind of looked down on telemarketing. But I had to do it. I had to do it because we needed the money, and we didn't have any. You know, the money we had to sit there. We were audited every quarter. And if I touched a penny of that money, we would lose our lender license because we would fall below the net worth requirement. So homemade direct mail. All right, so I got good at direct mail, paying other people to print it and do it. I couldn't afford that. So I go down to the post office with my now wife, and we meet this nice lady named Patty, who works for the United States Postal Service. And we actually did her loan 3 or 4 years later. And God bless her, she walks me through this and teaches me everything I need to know about getting a mailing permit and how the mail has to be bundled and stacked and sorted and put in the trays. And so we went out and we leased a little copy machine, and we would put yellow or blue paper in it, and we would run these black and white mailers, and we'd be there till 2 a.m, folding them up, stuffing them, and taking them to the post office. That was my ugly do-it-yourself direct mail. It's all I could afford to do. But it worked, all right? Then we also talked to other marketing we're gonna talk about, some of the Google AdWords, some of the other internet marketing stuff we're gonna get into. And then finally, I had to swallow my pride and call those old referral sources because I needed money. Hey guys, Robert, I know I went to Orlando and disappeared on you for 4 or 5 years, but I really need your help. I just started this company. I can't touch any of my money. I need loans. Do you still love me? Can I get a couple referrals? And thankfully, I got some out of it. And those referrals are what I lived on. So one of the things I did, an early decision I made that is a big part of RP Funding success, and I want every one of you to write this down. Any revenue that came from direct mail, cold calling, or marketing, I spent 100% on more marketing, all right? I personally lived on the referral business. So if I didn't get a referral that month, I didn't take any money. And there were not a lot of referrals coming in. But we were closing loans off of the direct mail and the other marketing, but I was forcing myself to put 100% of that revenue, not profit, revenue. 100% of that revenue back into more marketing. And that snowballed, and one day I woke up and there was so much money being reinvested in marketing that I could afford to go on TV. I could afford to get a radio show. I could afford to do some really exciting things because that direct mail and that cold calling and that internet marketing snowballed and created this big wave of money. And because I didn't touch it, I didn't buy a new car, I didn't buy a new house, I wouldn't propose to my girlfriend because I couldn't afford a wedding. I left it all in the company to use it to pay for more and more marketing. And that's how you can go from ugly do-it-yourself direct mail or cold calling or whatever it is that you can do to generate loans to being on radio and TV or having as big of a marketing budget as you want. It's reinvesting it all, right? We're all doing okay today. You know, whatever you did last year, you're living on. So if you get some ideas from this seminar, if you implement them and make more money, you didn't have that money before. So I would challenge you to reinvest all of that money in more and more marketing. And we're going to talk about how that can snowball. And that's really what launched us to where we are today. But even with all that, even today, direct mail is still the best marketing we do. If I had to cut everything else out, I would keep direct mail. It's the best ROI we have. And if all else fails, I still know I can personally pick up a telephone and make a cold call and get a loan. And that's powerful. Because there have been times in the early days, we're going to miss payroll. I better get on the phone and sell some loans. We just sent out this big direct mail campaign and it flopped. No phone calls. How am I going to get that money back? I'm going to get on the phones. And that's what I did in the early days, was by knowing I could personally make something happen. I didn't just have to sit back and wait on business. So developing your skills to cold call, to be able to go out there and make business happen, are very powerful when you're trying to build a business.
Thank you so much, Robert Palmer. Always inspirational. And I hope that people will be watching the various media that you're involved with to hear more about your marketing and more about how they, as individuals and companies, can further their expectations and their mastery of the use of technology in helping their business grow. Time now that we get on to the rest of our show featuring Mario Gonzalez and Luke Lewis, and that begins now. Thanks for tuning in right here on RealProspector.com. Rob Newton with you, your host. We have a very interesting show today. You talk about a facet of real estate that I really hadn't thought of as being very specialized, is highly specialized. And it took the innovation, it took the knowledge, and it took the leadership of Mario Gonzalez to make this all happen. He is a broker, the realtor broker and property manager with Navy to Navy Homes, your military real estate specialist. Mario, I have been up around St. Mary's, Georgia, and around the Jacksonville area, a lot of military up there. Was this a concept that you came up with?
Well, Rob, I'd like to take total credit for it, but it actually was built out of the need of the military market, really when the market started to crash back in the 2006-2007 era.
Well, with the military being very, very fluid, moving around an awful lot, who handled that before you guys? I mean, I would have thought that going back to the beginning of time with George Washington, that somebody had to figure out housing.
Well, you'd certainly think so. I mean, most military bases, Navy housing has something in place, but it's definitely not the one-size-fits-all solution. So we tried to come up with something better that we could help everybody with, what, no matter what their need was in real estate.
Well, I see that you have the property management side of it too, but it seems to me like, you know, you get John Q. Public, and they're not in the military, and maybe they're thinking of moving to Chicago, where, you know, the husband or wife has a new job. Oftentimes we'll see, well, somebody will end up in a hotel for a few weeks while we're getting ready for things to change. But in the military, time is of the essence.
Absolutely. It certainly is. I could give you a million stories, but quite honestly, not only is time of the essence, oftentimes the entire family isn't together. So you may have one family member halfway deployed across the world and the other family member with kids in tow has to make a very quick decision in where they're going to move the family to a new location, and they know nothing about it.
Now, does that also mean that beyond the usual scope of the real estate agency, you become almost an entire relocation agency to help people figure out what school district they're in, to figure out who's going to move them, the all of the security that might be around a base? This could get really, really logistical.
It certainly does. The agents that work for us are absolutely fantastic. I can't take all the credit there. We have a very special team, and those people really put the customer first. And it's like you say, you're almost a relocation specialist or counselor to really find what the needs are of your customer and how you can best settle them. You know, commission always isn't what we're fighting after here. It's really how can we best serve those members of society that put their life on the line to serve us.
In the norm, how much notice do families have before they're uprooted and taken to another base?
Well, I wish I could say there was a norm. In most cases, a military family will have an idea of where they want to go, a dream sheet type thing, but it can really come down to the wire depending upon what time of year it is, how funding is, etc. There are folks that really can have to move. In my case, personally, I've had to move with 2 weeks' notice.
Wow. So how does that work out with mortgages and all that sort of thing?
Well, Rob, that's kind of why we do it all. We'll help someone either rent or buy a home, and it really depends on their needs. So I'll give you an example. Someone who is picking up and moving quickly to the area, if they have no experience in home buying and a family split up, depending on what their dynamics are, it may be right for them to rent a home in a good neighborhood for a year while they get settled and figure out what their purchase plans are going to be. And that entire time, you know, we'll take that family and work with them and build that relationship to help them eventually get to that point of home ownership.
So I can imagine the dynamics would be as follows. And, you know, I'm going to ask you this as a question. You probably represent investors who own homes that you are going to manage for them to rent out to the very quite transient military crowd because they're being moved around for their specialties and for their knowledge. Or you have a family that's been established around the Jacksonville area, and all of a sudden they get their dream assignment. You know, it could be in maybe Hawaii or someplace. So they are going to leave the home they own and have you manage it as a rental. Is that pretty much what we're looking at?
Absolutely, Rob. Those are probably our two biggest cases. I mean, we've worked with small investors that own one or two, and once they realize that a military tenant can really be an ideal tenant, it may be two or more people, family, that is really looking for stability. They want to stay in one place. They're not going to uproot and move in a year. Most folks come on orders that leave them in place 2, 3, 4 years. So that's a good family to have. That's an ideal tenant, especially one who takes care of the home, pays their rent on time. It can be an ideal tenant. So the investors absolutely love that. To answer the second part of your question, when those members get the ideal location elsewhere out of here and they become the absentee owners, many times they've bought a home that they may not have equity in, or the market doesn't really support them selling and cashing out on any equity. So we're in that great position to put in a solid tenant for them and help them get that little piece of the American pie of owning a home and investment property, and someone else can help assist in paying their mortgage. So that's another fantastic part of our business.
You know, when I talk to a lot of the real estate people that we interview right here on Real Prospector, I'm always intrigued to look at their websites. And a lot of them have some very, very fabulous websites. But I've also noticed that you have a great web presence, but also you've taken off on the social media side, with Facebook being probably one of the most effective uses of Facebook I've ever seen.
Well, Rob, I certainly appreciate that. And I tell people all the time that the military market is often, they were the social media before there was social media. Every command has a command group or a spouse group that's there. Same thing. You have military wives groups or military spouses groups, just even in the social media presence right now. And you treat one of them right and they will pass that word along. It is literally like the same social media explosion that we've seen as far as quickly as reviews can happen, et cetera. And that's long since been happening in the military market. It's just carried over into social media.
Well, you have several thousand likes. And the one thing that in our pre-broadcast meeting I mentioned to you was, I really like, and I don't know if you did this by design or happenstance, but I like the fact that when I go onto Facebook and there you are, and there's some information about the company right there, Navy to Navy Homes, your military real estate specialist, Navy to Navy Homes Real Estate, and the contact us, the like, and all that. But what I really was intrigued by was there would be a listing for a home and a very, very nice looking photo from the curb, nice description of the home. But then you might scroll down a couple of threads and there's Navy to Navy Homes. This chart shows basic upgrades and fixes to make a home more efficient. And then you go down and there's another thread about paying your home off faster. And it's just amazing. Here's one on renovating your bathroom. I mean, you know, you covered it all, but it's as we're scrolling down that it's mixed with the listings. It's absolutely brilliant in my mind.
Well, thanks, Rob. Like I say, we try not to just focus on one portion. It's not meant to just sell a home or rent a home. It's absolutely meant to be informative, and we want to be that. We tell all of our agents, and when people call us, you know, why should we choose you rather than someone else? We say, we're really designed to help. That may not be what everybody is looking for, but if you're looking for help in the real estate industry and you're a military member, then we're absolutely the folks that try and help. And that may be an owner or a renter or an investor. It could be any of the three.
You must have someone either on your staff or that you're using by contract to help make this site what it is today, because I see an awful lot of sources here, and that means that somebody's doing an awful lot of work, not just typing in threads all the time.
That's exactly right. I mean, we do work with some third parties that are, we value their information very much. I mean, you know, there's information professionals out there, and we seek their expertise to help funnel that to our, you know, to our customers.
The other thing that I see on here is you're passing along your presence in the community to your customers by offering discounts at local companies, including BJ's Restaurant and Brew House and other companies that are posting right there on your website.
All right. Absolutely. We try and, you know, little things. We send gift cards to all of our tenants. The owners do that at Christmas time to give them dinner and a movie out, you know, and BJ's helped us out with that this year. So that was fantastic for them. A small thing, we work with Homes for Heroes. We give 25% of our commission to any military member who is buying or selling a home. It's just our way to be able to give back. So, Rob, we really try and put our money where our mouth is. We're here to serve others, not just, you know, gather a commission. And these people have served us and our country and our nation. I mean, they up to the point of sacrificing their lives so we can sacrifice a little commission time, energy, effort, and do what we can to help.
What are some of the other things that you all do as a company to market yourself? Because basically, if I'm in San Diego and I'm in a naval base in San Diego and I'm going to be transferred over to Jack's or St. Mary's, basically, I'm going to territory unknown. How does that Navy personnel West Coast know about what you're doing on the East Coast?
Well, that's a good question, Rob. And that's probably the piece of the pie that I have focused the least on, as I was really focused on getting it right here in Jacksonville before I replicated or before I even pushed the presence across the nation. I wanted to make sure that we had it right here in Jacksonville. And I feel that we definitely have a formula for success. But that's kind of the second piece. We just got finished talking about this not too long ago here, but coming into 2016, is to really broaden that scope so we can help people more on a national market, not just a very local market here in Jacksonville.
Well, having said that, what would you say the percentage is between property management by your firm and the helping with the buying and selling of real estate?
Well, the majority of our agents actually help in the buying and selling, but we allow them to lease homes, like to walk renters through a home, because every buyer may not, they may not qualify, they may not, purchasing a home may not be right for them based on their time, how long they're going to be here, et cetera. So we allow those agents to also show homes. But we have the smaller percentage of our company is actually the management. So we have, you know, four people running the management. Each one of them can run over 100 homes. So we're not at capacity in any way. But it's, I would say we're probably about 60-40 right now on the management side. But this last year, I mean, I think everyone's sales, it was the first year that we had really outpaced our property management with sales. And that's just with the market coming back.
Is there a cross connection there with somebody who might buy a property from you and yet they may seek your advice on finding a plumber, a pool builder, you know, somebody to work on the roof for the home they own, but you refer them to people that help you on the rental side?
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. We do that all the time. Again, we try and be that source of information, and we say that we're here to help, and we stand by that. You know, calls were coming in last night for that very reason. And I was helping out an owner. We don't manage his home anymore. He's moved on. But we were helping him here with a local need that he needed in Jacksonville. But all the time, we follow up with the people who buy homes with us, too. That's just one thing that we can do, whether it's a follow-up call at 30, 60, 90 days, just to see how things are going and if we can help them with those type of needs.
Well, I can imagine, too, that there's probably, of all the people in the military and especially on the Navy side, I would guess that there are people who cross paths often. So they might go on social media or pick up the telephone even and call John and Mary and say, hey, you used to be based down there, Jax. You know, what goes on? Who do we depend on? So hopefully that's you.
Well, we certainly hope so, and that's what we're working toward.
Let's have your contact information. I want people to really know you're out there, because a number of investors will be dropping by our site here, and other people, I think we all know of folks that are in the military.
Sure. Well, you can find us on Facebook right there at Navy2Navy, and that's with the T-O right in the middle. Navy like it sounds, Navy2Navy. And then on the web, we're at Navy2Navy.com. You can reach us locally at 904-900-4766.
It begs the question, and I want to thank you for the time you spent with us on Real Prospector today, but it begs the question, Mario, is this something that in the back of your mind you're thinking of, all right, we're in Jack's, the next one we're going to be up north where there's other bases, then maybe over on the East Coast. Is that something that's kind of tickling your fancy a little bit?
It certainly is, Rob, and I don't want to say too much right now, but absolutely. I mean, we feel called to help military members, and that's exactly what we want to do. Again, more on a national front, but we wanted to make sure we had it right in Jacksonville first.
Okay, and give me that phone number once again, because I think there's going to be people that are listening to this cast right now that are going to be thinking, I could really use these services.
Sure, absolutely, Rob, and we're happy to help. And it's 904-900-4766.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mario Gonzalez, Realtor, broker, property manager, Navy to Navy Homes, LLC. I'll give you the number one more time. It's 855-530-HOME, 855-530-HOME. Mario, best of luck, and I can't wait to actually see your name in all the Navy areas of our country. Good job, buddy.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
Hey, joining the conversation right here on Real Prospector right now is Luke Lewis. And Luke, tell us about your company.
All right. Well, my company is called Keystone Realty. I'm a subdivision of Keller Williams at Jacksonville Beach. We're fairly new, and as an active duty Navy guy, I'm gearing most of my efforts towards helping military members as well as DoD workers and civilians with their first time purchasing a home.
We've had a great spirited discussion with Mario Gonzalez so far today, and he is in that area as well. A lot of people may not understand, when you've got a bustling city like Jacksonville, you also have to think about the fact that you've got a phenomenal military base right there of people all the way from St. Mary's, Georgia, right on down through Jacks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are three fairly large bases in the area with a large population of military members.
And so they all have something in common. And yet when I was talking to Mario, it's a fairly new concept in the real estate industry to actually specialize in this group of people.
Yes, and the reason for that is because most real estate agents are not sure exactly how to deal with military members and how to best help them.
So you know it because you are an active member of the military, or have been.
Yes, I'm currently active duty. I'm in my 18th year as we speak, and also in the past 18 years, we've moved approximately 7 times on 3 continents, and our last move was to move from Japan to Jacksonville.
Now, Mario, I want to get you involved in the conversation as well. Timing, as we kind of alluded to in the main interview, the feature interview was, timing is so much the essence. Do you ever deal with the military bases themselves?
We do. We've given homebuyer seminars at Naval Station Mayport. We work hand-in-hand really on the management side with the base housing offices, primarily at NAS Jacks and Mayport, to help transitioning families there.
How about you, Luke? Do you actually work with people on base, maybe relocation people?
Well, within my specific command, yes. But I haven't had any of the seminars on the base just yet.
What are the, and either of you can answer the question, or both of you, what are some of the special needs? I imagine the special needs first would be timing is of the essence. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll jump in there real quick.
Okay, real good.
Yeah, absolutely. Timing is of the essence. Another need there is the funding piece. You know, a lot of real estate agents think, well, every military member is going to use a VA loan. Well, that may not be the case. Then many military agents that work with military members have no idea that you can use your entire entitlement, meaning just because they bought a home in their VA loan in Virginia doesn't mean that they can't use it again here in Florida if they still have an entitlement. So really specializing in knowing everything there is to know about helping somebody get started. And that's exactly what Luke is talking about, specializing in helping somebody get started and buying that home the first time.
That's very cool. And Luke, let me talk about an event that you've got coming up, because after you told me about the event in our pre-show meeting, I'm thinking about, all right, somebody joins the military probably somewhere between the ages of 18 and 24, depending on college or what have you. But then I'm thinking, at about that age, a person is just learning much about life, and they absolutely know almost nothing about the buying process, the mortgage process, how you would even go about finding a home. And then there's the added pressure, or the added pressure, that most home buyers say, I'm going to buy based on the fact that I'm going to be in this area for 7 to 10 years. Your people don't have that luxury.
That's absolutely true. A great majority of them don't have the luxury of knowing that they'll be here for 7 to 10 years. Some of them only have the luxury of being told that they'll be here for approximately 3 years or 36 months. However, there's a large number of military members that plan to retire in the area, like myself, in the next 75 weeks. And that's another aspect of our target market as well.
Okay, so you're going to have a seminar coming up, and we're processing this show just very quickly to get it out on a Real Prospector so we can get this out to so many people that need the services of a seminar you're offering this weekend. So let's go ahead and get some get a call to action out there.
All right. So just really quickly, the seminar is called Home Buyers Fundamentals. And the reason why we're doing this is because I've recently found out that the majority of the people preparing to buy a home have no idea how to get started. So that's what we're doing. We're providing a free seminar. There'll be snacks and a really relaxed environment for people to just come and get information on how to take that the first step. And we'll be giving them a step-by-step guide, because I'm not sure if you know, but military members, we love a step-by-step checklist. So that's what we're going to be providing for them, as well as any civilians that that show up. So that they can have something to look at and gauge where they are now and forecast where they need to be.
Is it often a case, and I'm going to give this to you, Luke, is it often a case that one member of the family, the non-military member, may have to do pretty much all of the heavy lifting as far as getting all the paperwork done and everything because their spouse is over-serving somewhere?
Yes, that is quite often the case. I've seen it time and time again, and I actually lived it with being deployed and my wife having to take care of everything with a toddler and one in the oven.
Wow. And Mario Gonzalez from Navy to Navy, do you find that there are restrictions or that there's a more understanding when it comes to a VA loan or an FHA loan or whatever, was saying, hey, some of these documents are going to have to be sent overseas?
There is, to a degree, but with the great acceptance of electronic signatures, that's really mitigated that probably as best as you can in today's environment. So we definitely lean on technology to maximize that.
Very good. Now, I do want to ask, I want to get back to Luke Lewis of Keystone Realty. Luke, how do you use the social media to pursue your growth and try to find as many people as you can?
Well, we leverage social media by, so we have two Facebook pages. We use Twitter, Instagram. I'm still learning quite a few of those, but yes, we have employed them as well.
Are there also lists that are available to you all that you would find that the normal realtor wouldn't be looking for as far as potential clients?
No, not so much as far as I know. Mario?
Right, and I'll kind of jump into that. That's you know, you'll find that most military members are folks of integrity, and what I mean by that is you probably have some access that other people don't have, but it's not misused. So while you may know, you know, who is in this command or that command, you really build those personal relationships rather than, you know, taking something that you shouldn't be taking and and building a list of contacts, that type of thing.
Very, very good to know. Starting off with Luke Lewis, we're down to our last 2 minutes. So, Luke, once again, the name of the event, how people sign up for it to reserve a seat, and give us your contact information, my friend.
Okay, got it. The name of the event is Home Buying Fundamentals, and I'm asking people to register by directly emailing me at Luke, L-U-K-E, dot Keystone Realty, F-L, at gmail.com.
All right, and your phone number if somebody wants to call you and do business with you, Luke.
Oh, sure. I can be reached at 904-452-4321.
All right, very good. And Mario, you've been so kind to be with us during the entire half-hour show. So can you repeat your contact information? Mario Gonzalez from Navy to Navy.
Sure. The website is navy2navy.com, and probably the best phone number is what you mentioned earlier, the 855-530-HOME, H-O-M-E.
Well, we all cherish the jobs that all of our military are doing, both domestically and around the world. We have bases in a lot of places people don't even realize, and it takes great business people like you to help them, to show a little bit more dedication, and to go out of your way to make sure these people that have so many needs are taken care of. So we here at Real Prospector and all the Robert Palmer family of companies want to salute you too and your staffs and everybody that's working hard to help the defense of our country. Thank you, guys.
Rob, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity from Real Prospector and Robert Palmer.
Absolutely. Echoed here.
Thank you, guys. And that's going to wrap up our cast for this week right here on Real Prospector.